We have a missionary that we're in touch with named Mark Handy. And I'm sure many of you have met him. I don't know if he's ever been to camp. Has he, Brother Ed?
I don't know.
Okay. But he visits our fellowship churches. He's a missionary to India. He works with young ladies. They have a home for young ladies and so on. And I think his last visit that he was here, he was all excited about a book that he had been reading. And I understand that he gave that book to some of the ministers that he, of whose churches he had visited. And he didn't visit our church this time, so I didn't get the book. But I got hold of it through my mother. She somehow had gotten hold of this book, and it happened to be the same one. And she put it by my table, hoping maybe I would want to read it. I don't know. Anyway, it was a big book. It was a biography by this evangelist named Reinhard Bonnke, a German evangelist who had received a call to Africa. And he evangelizes in Africa. Goes from one country to the other holding crusades. Sort of like a Billy Graham, I suppose. A German version of Billy Graham. Anyway, the Lord has used him, it seems, by what I read and pictures that I've seen, to gather great masses of people together. And as he holds these crusades, 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 people will come. And one time I turned on Christian television and I saw Reinhard Bonnke, and the camera swept over the crowd, and it was just a sea of people. You couldn't believe it. Just people everywhere, as far as you could see. And when he preaches the gospel, he gives an invitation, invites people to come and receive Christ, and they come by the thousands. And as you're reading his book, it's even hard to take in all these numbers and all these people that are gathering and responding. But every once in a while in the book, he'll stop and he'll tell you the story of one person. And he says, you know, I see all these crowds, and I have to make myself remember that every individual is precious to God, and everyone has their own story. And then he'll tell the story of a person that found their way to the crusade, and what needs they had in their life, and how Jesus met them and transformed them and set them on a whole new path. And I appreciated that about him. He wasn't just talking about big numbers, but he zeroed in on individuals. And you know, when you look at a group like this, we're not hundreds or thousands, but every one of us has our own story. Every individual has their own experience with the Lord. We've had our own needs that have brought us to Christ. He's revealed himself to us exactly in the way that we've had need of. And one of the things I so enjoy about Pilgrim Camp is getting together with other Christians, and somewhere along the way in our conversations we start talking about how we found the Lord, or how the Lord found us, and how he led us. I was talking to Sister Edith this morning around the table, and she had mentioned my little story about being at the airport and running into people, and in that way God confirming to me that I was, you know, in his will and moving in the right direction. And she said, oh yeah, I had a story too. When my husband was coming back from visiting one of our children, he sat next to someone on the airplane, and after a while they got to talking, found out that this couple were Christians, and as they continued to talk a little further, they found out that they knew their son, you know. And I thought, you know, if I would have said that night, you know, tell me your story, I think every one of us would have had something to say of the Lord leading us and the Lord confirming his leading and those sweet little encounters that Jesus arranges for us. You know, we all have our own walk with God. And I thought of that when we were singing this song, because it's so personal. When lost in my sin, 'twas the name of my Savior, and so on. Praise God. And so we want to thank God for that. You know, we all have the same Savior, we love the same Jesus, but we all have our own personal, precious, very sweet relationship with him. And your relationship is unique. your walk with God is like no one else, and mine as well. And that's why we don't want to try to be like one another. I mean, we want to follow each other's good example, and we want to be an inspiration to one another, but we want to be what Jesus can make of us, and we want to know him in the way that he wants to reveal himself to us. Praise God. And so we seek him together, and yet the Lord comes to us individually as well. And we're looking forward to that today. So let's open our hearts to him. Jesus, we want to thank you, Lord, for your great loving interest in each and every one of us. So personal, so intimate. Lord, you understand me better than I understand myself, and better than anyone else can understand me. You see into the depth of my heart. You know what made me the person that I am. You know the things I've had to deal with in my life. You know what has brought me to this place in my life, both good and bad. And Lord, you know exactly how to touch me and reach me and speak to me and had to reveal yourself to me, Lord. And Jesus, we thank you for that. You don't just see the crowds of people coming to you, but you see every individual. You don't just see the 100 sheep or the 99, but you go after that one lost one. And so, Jesus, we thank you that today we can expect you to come to us together, and we know that you can meet us and will meet us on an individual basis. And we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for all that you've been doing for us, Jesus. We thank you for the words that have been spoken, the way the Holy Spirit has applied those truths to each of our lives, and given us grace, Lord, to pursue the things that you hold before us. And we're expecting that today as well. We're believing for your work to go forward in all of our lives. Pray that you'll bless down in the cottage and in the village. Lord, each of those children, each of those young ladies, you brought them here. And you have a great yearning over each of their lives. And we're believing, Jesus, that today you will speak to them. Call them by name, Lord. Oh, make it so intimate and so personal that it's as though Jesus is calling them by name and drawing them to himself and offering to be all that they need at this time in their lives. Save those that don't know you as Lord and Savior. Bring them into that revelation of Christ, their Savior. And those that know you, Lord, we pray that you'll deepen their relationship with you, Jesus, and fill them with your Spirit. And Lord, we pray that you'll take their lives into your hands in a new way. We commit them all to you in Jesus' name. Amen.